what I guess.
Paul, can you update us on Town of Myers?
No, we can't.
Ask Ken.
Day-to-day.
Yeah, there you go.
Full body.
We're pretty much at the point that you could just do these, right?
I think so.
Okay. I'm all for it, Ronnie.
How much closer is Toby getting? I've seen him on the bike.
That would fall into the earlier program, Kenny, but well done.
Is Tyler gone for some testing?
See, Ken. Seriously, this side of the room is underweight. Do you want one back there? Feel free.
He's decided the Foligno hit, you know, isn't worth any supplemental. How did you see it when you saw the replay?
Didn't, right, from where the angle is. Yeah, you know what, they're very clear guidelines as to my opinions. So I would disagree with the decision.
Ken, heading into that game yesterday, they had said that they were going to need to tweak their game plan in order to get some success against you guys. For you, have they raised their level, and do you need to tweak your game to address theirs, or do you just need to return to the form you showed in the early?
The games will amp as the series moves on, right? It gets faster, harder, quicker. We weren't able to do that with our game, so you're not... you're not doing any major adjustments after an NHL season, right? You're not switching a lot of things up. But there's areas that you'll, when your game's going, you can make adjustments from. The foundation of our game is a certain amount of quickness. We can execute and operate offensively and defensively at a high rate of speed. We didn't have that in our game. So there weren't a lot of adjustments to be made off it.
What do you expect from a goalie who led in six? You know, it wasn't all his fault, but six went in. You pulled him, and I assume you're going back to him. This goalie, what do you expect for him to, how will he handle that?
You know, and that's a big chunk of the 82 games, right, that you play. Any night that he hasn't had a win or didn't like his result, he's come back very, very strong. So that's what our expectation is.
Have you ever had a goalie that you didn't want to pull because you couldn't handle it?
No. I didn't want to pull Tom Barrasso more out of physical fear. That was a consideration. Archer Zerbe would scowl at you a lot. He wouldn't be very happy. But no, you know what? I believe that when you cross the line between regular season and playoffs, you wouldn't have crossed that line with a goaltender that would have had a difficulty getting back into the net after a tough one. That would have cost you in December, November, and you wouldn't be in this situation in the playoffs.
If Tucker Poolman were to make an appearance in this series, what would be the challenge for him stepping into a series that's Roger did?
It would be the same Jack Roslovic, right, as a young player comes in. I haven't had experience in it, but the game doesn't change that much for them. So for all players that are getting their first chance, if you get into a game, a little different set of nerves heading out there, but the game doesn't change.
Paul, I was talking to one of your younger players today. He said that, you know, the idea of having to reset the momentum in a series, that it doesn't shift from game to game, he said, Matty Hendricks had told us about it, but now I guess we know because we've lived it. It was an interesting comment because you do have players that have to live this to know, no matter what you tell them. And that
for
was
sure.
The example last night.
Is that like an anonymous source?
Well,
that's pretty good too. that's why those guys are so important in your room when you have players experiencing playoff loss and win for the first time. Those are the guys, they're the most important people in your room, those guys, and close-knit group, so they'll talk to each other and help them prep for the next game. He's been trying back here for an hour.
Just back to the poll for one second.
To the what?
To the goaltending change.
Okay.
In a situation like that, are you done? As in, do you want to come out, or do you make the call and say, you're done?
In that situation, I didn't ask him, but there would be times. I don't know. I don't know that I would. The only time I think you'd be, there are situations where the goalie's having a tough stretch, And it's not a one-game thing, and so is your team, and there's an idea of fighting it out together, right? So you leave him in there because that's – usually you got a veteran guy who's struggling with his confidence a little bit. The whole team's not playing well, and he wants to be in there, and he's not worried about what the number. That situation was an easy pull for me.
Paul, your group hasn't let losses linger very often this year. How did they get to that point?
Oh, I have a real clear idea of what their game looks like when it's right. And an ability to get back to it quickly. You could see it from the bench, and clearly you people could see it from upstairs. That wasn't the way we play when we're at our best. So we have a real clean understanding of what it is that we do well and what we need to have happen. So we can get back to it pretty quick. I think the foundation is fairly well set.
You mentioned last night you had a list of reasons why the game maybe had your team's game had dropped off. Do you mind visiting some of those and how you're addressing them for
people? Oh, that was a good, well done. I did. The foundation of our game is there's a certain amount of speed that has to be involved in our game. We didn't skate particularly well last night, and that's on offense and on defense. So it's not a matter of generating more and all that other. You look at the 5-on-5 portion of the game, there really wasn't a whole lot of offense going either way. So. But everything we do is how fast can we move with the puck and without it, and we were off.
Any reasons you don't want to get into?
Paul, I think that's the only reason. So all other pieces stem from that, right? That's the key piece to what we do. You can't, and any of the symptoms that come after aren't really important, right? It's the disease of slowness last night, and that's what cost us the game.
So Nick says in there, we know what we need to do. Nick Ehlers says, we know what we need to do. We're going to do it. I've heard him say that after you guys have had tough losses all throughout the season. Do you find that level of confidence is right across the board in the room, every player?
I would hope so. I didn't pull him. But, it wasn't too hard to figure out what was going on. Because when we've had games like that, with Columbus at home, Chicago at home, when we've talked about those during the year, they all look the same.
A lot of people would look at this next one as a swing game, a pivotal game in the series. Yeah. Do you want your players to look at it that way, or do you rather just think, it's just another one?
You know what we're really good at never saying it's just another one? I don't know if I give you that impression. We're not casual about any of these games. They're all... I don't know. I mean, mathematically, there may be a number, a game that is most critical. I can't figure it out. Not that smart. Next one is as big as the last one. We've got to be better.
Your young goal scorers like Kyle Connor and Nick Ehlers, and if their identities are as goal scorers, and they always have been, and this is a different time of year, a different animal. I mean, when have you seen them mature enough to know that they realize that even if the pucks aren't going in, there's other ways that they can continue to contribute?
That's a conversation that happens the day they come into this league, because they come out of junior or college hockey, and early on, usually, they're not scoring. We've had a nice crop of kids come in and been able to find and learn their game and produce at the same time. That's unusual. But that would be something that they have to learn right from day one, is where they come from, they can slip in and out of the game. So it would be why Kyle didn't play here last year and why he started. At the start of the year, he wasn't with us, and he learned that there's so many more things to the game other than finishing. You get paid an awful lot if you can finish, but you still need to do the other things to stay in the league.